Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. We're talking again to Dr. Steve Wellum about his first volume, Systematic Theology. We are in chapter 18, working our way through, talking about the attributes of God. And today we come to the important topic of classical theism. Steve, what is classical theism? What do we mean by that? Pro-Nicene, Trinitarian orthodoxy. What are the distinguishing marks of these, and what is it?
Good question, and it's changed in my lifetime and your lifetime as well, this discussion of classical theism, that term. You and I were in seminary and learning back, you know, in the 20th century type of thing. We're dating ourselves here, Fred, but classical theism was almost a negative thing. Right. So it was used, it was identified with the God of the philosophers. It was set over against the God of Scripture. That's why, you had objections to it, all the way back from, liberal objections, the God of the Bible has been Hellenized, right? So Greek philosophy, Adolf von Harnack and individuals. Yep. And then it showed up in even evangelical circles that we appreciate some of the works of Anselm and Aquinas and reformers and post-reformers and even the post-reformers. There was a whole group of scholarship that viewed them as going off, departing from Calvin. And so you had Calvin and the Calvinist thesis and so on. And so that's what I think at the end of the 20th century, particularly 1960s, 70s, 80s, and so on, that was what was there. Now, classical theism today has come to mean something different, but it's taken on a positive overtone because of some work back in the patristics, the medieval, the Reformed Orthodox. So, I think of in our circles with the Reformed Orthodox, Richard Muller, Carl Truman, individuals who are saying, wait a second here, this sort
new
of
appreciation of it,
new appreciation that when you read John Owen, he's not just rationalizing everything. He's not a rationalist. He's there. The Reformed tradition is systematizing the Protestant reformers. I mean, Calvin in the Institutes doesn't write like Turretin does, but that's not antithetical. Calvin's writing in a context where he's pastoral and he's doing theology, but he is still tied to the historic position of the church. So classical theism, to make it short, is really a reference today to historic orthodoxy, right? And the argument is that in the doctrine of God, obviously there's differences, but in the doctrine of God, there is a consistent continuity from the early church. Think of our creedal heritage. So from Nicaea, this is why it gets tied to pro-Nicene Trinitarianism, because Nicaea gives the Trinity, but it also has an understanding in those early creeds of the doctrine of God, that he is simple, that he is independent, self-sufficient, that he is, his attributes are essential to him. And they're working with that in terms of Athanasius, the Cappadocians, Augustine, and so on. And then as you come into the Middle Ages, you have the development of that in terms of scholasticism, Anselm. You have Bonaventure, you have Aquinas and others that take you all the way through the Middle Ages. Yet there are differences, Scotus and so on, there's differences, yet there's still quite a commonality. I mean, they're all affirming Nicaea, Chalcedon. There's a doctrine of God that is coming through, and then there are debates that go on. The reformers aren't going against that entire tradition. They obviously are speaking about justification and sola scriptura and the sacramental system of Rome and a number of things. But overall, the same doctrine of the Trinity. Now, there's discussion with did Calvin modify things and so on, but it's the same doctrine of the Trinity, the same attributes of God. So as you move to the post-reformers, as they systematize, you think of Turton, good example of that. He's laying out areas that are in continuity with the tradition. And so that's why some today call it the great tradition. People have used that term. So the classical theism now means not just the God of the philosophers,